the CRP program, as you mentioned, started in 85, and we were at home smack in the middle of the farm financial crisis, so conservation measures were really the last thing on our mind. We were just trying to preserve. The changes that we were able to make in 2021 have really helped turn the interest in the program back around. We added some climate smart practice incentives and increased the payment rates in some cases to help producers have a meaningful opportunity to consider that as a viable part of their economic operation. And as you recall, it was created to help remove some of these more environmentally sensitive areas from that form of production, establish a vegetative cover, establish a wildlife habitat. More and more, we're talking about CRP in the context of a working lands program, because I think it's a misconception that conservation and production have to be separate. With our grassland CRP program, it is an effective working lands program where producers are paid an incentive payment to change their grazing practices that will help improve and enhance cover, improve wildlife habitat, improve soil health, which is going to, by definition, increase the productivity of their farm and the gain of their livestock. In the regular CRP, or where we're taking land out of cropping, we use that often in the emergency haying and grazing program to mitigate the impacts of drought or other weather-related disasters to help keep that grazing herd together and more stable. We did some of that in the 2021-2022 seasons and helped preserve those cow herds, and now those producers are going to get near record prices. So it was really a great investment of that resource to help keep that cow herd together, to help producers weather that cycle. We also have a regular haying and grazing opportunity in a lot of our CRP practices. And in that program, producers can stockpile or use that forage, but they do take a 25% reduction in the rental payment that we pay them. But it's a good chance to stockpile some affordable feed that's right there, in many cases, on the place or in the neighborhood.